I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been a rough day for the Occupy Wall Street movement. In New York, police cleared Zuccotti Park in a pre-dawn raid. Same thing happened this morning at a park in Zurich, Switzerland. And in London, officials say they're resuming legal action to evict protesters camped outside St. Paul's Cathedral. Some of the London protesters, including expat Americans, headed over to the U.S. Embassy to show their solidarity with their comrades in New York. The World's Laura Lynch has more from London.
With notice that protesters were on their way to the embassy, groups of police moved in to guard all the entrances to the grass square in front of the building. And as soon as a handful of people showed up and hoisted a sign, an officer moved in.
This, with the sign, now constitutes an assembly. An assembly of people. I am going to ask you to just step inside the pen. That's all I want you to do. And then your demonstrations, your issues with your own countrymen or what have you, you can deal
with. Sorry, you're preventing us access to our embassy.
Give me your name, and I will go and ask the embassy if they will facilitate you entry.
I will take my passport to them.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
Within minutes, about two dozen men and women did as they were told, placing themselves inside a fenced-off area to voice their anger at what happened in New York. Adam Fitzmaurice is an American student who's part of the Occupy London protest.
I wanted to ask my ambassador for an explanation as to why Secretary of State Clinton can condemn Assad and Mubarak for suppressing peaceful dissent, and yet our government says nothing, in fact encourages brutality in New York, Denver, Oakland, Boston.
The small group that showed up here lamented events in New York, but they're also keenly aware that the City of London has just announced it's going to court to evict people from the protest camp in front of St. Paul's Cathedral. The city's Stuart Fraser admitted his admiration for Michael Bloomberg in an interview with the BBC.
Do you have a sneaking regard for what Mayor Bloomberg's done in New York?
Yes, is the answer to that.
Really?
I think, honestly, I don't know if there was any violence there, so certainly if there was, we would certainly want to try and avoid that. But the same principle, in a way, is to remove the protesters and their camp, clean up the park, and say, look, you can come back and protest, but don't bring your camping equipment. And in that sense, it is the same.
Despite the turnout at the embassy, Occupy London's Naomi Colvin rejects any claim that the movement is losing momentum.
We know we have substantial public support. We have prominent politicians expressing sympathy with why we're there, if not support for us directly.
Colvin also brushes aside any concern about the city's legal action, saying both it and this morning's events in New York don't signal the beginning of the end for protesters.
I don't think that's the case at all. I actually have no doubt at all that, you know, Occupy Wall Street will come back much bigger and stronger than it was before. I don't think there can be any doubt of that whatsoever.
There's also no doubt that the standoff in London will play out very differently. It may have taken just hours to clear the tents in New York, but everyone here knows it will take months of legal wrangling before there's any chance that police will move in to evict the camp in front of St. Paul's. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.